2024, 12, 14. I should rewrite the how to self-study for job section more cleanly. Also, a lot of this applies to non-Indian context too. Consider shifting more info to the other page. Advice for you, India. Please read. Advice disclaimer. Advice, disclaimer.md and first. That, if you live in India and don't know English. Proof, I learned basics of finance and software engineering from the internet. And this has already benefited my career a lot. Most of my college education did not help me do this, but being good at English and math did. Strongly consider studying English. Consider making this one of the top priorities of your life, maybe even your number one priority. Why? Most of the good job opportunities require you to study English. If you can't afford to go to college, that is fine. There are other routes to make money. There are many skills you can learn via a mix of asking friends with those skills and making such friends if you don't have them, and self-studying the material online. Proof, I learned English and Hindi as a kid and don't have much personal experience learning a language as an adult. I am just copy-pasting language learning advice from the internet. How? Do not waste time reading English textbooks. Do not study grammar. Spend at least a few months listening to movies or TV shows or podcasts, etc. in English. Start with material that uses simpler words. Do not use Hindi subtitles. This can be boring and demotivating at first, but doing this for a few months will change your life. Once you have spent enough time listening, you can practice speaking with friends who know some English. If you don't have any such friends, make friends in person or online. If you live in a village or town in India, with less than 50,000 INR is savings. Proof, I have seen multiple people shift to a city and the struggles they face in first couple of months. I don't have first-hand experience. Consider shifting to a big city. Why? This life decision is not permanent. You can shift back if you try it out and you don't like it. Living in a city will expose you to people who know a lot of skills and know how to make money with those skills. You can befriend them and learn these skills. This will increase your income. However, acquiring skills is a slow process, so you will need to first get a job you already know how to do. Your idea of what is possible in life may expand if you befriend lots of people leading very different lives from yours. If your current situation at home is not good, shifting away from it will help nearly every aspect of your life. People living in cities are more anonymous and face less social pressure. How? Very important things you must carry with you. ID cards, Aadhaar card, driving license, etc., debit card. Make sure you have money saved in your account and you are not carrying all your money as cash. Smartphone, SIM card, laptop. If you own one, important things you should also carry. Induction stove, cooking utensils, food storage containers. It could be expensive for you to buy these again. Clothes. Important things you should practice before coming. Learn to use Google Maps and practice using it. Learn to use WhatsApp, SMS, phone call, UPI, if you don't already know how to. Learn to use IRCTC online website to book train tickets and Make My Trip app to book bus tickets. Important things you should do after coming. Find a PG to stay on the first day itself. Do not waste a single day of your time finding a PG. Every day you waste means loss of money. Pick your PG roommate carefully. If they are depressed or an alcoholic, for example, it will affect your mood a lot. Find a job soon after you have a place to stay. Do not waste more than 3-4 days of your time finding a job. Do not relax once you have a job. Make sure you have some backup job if the first job you pick later turns out to be a bad choice. Ask your co-workers to make sure you will get your salary on time. Within the first month, try to make some acquaintances of the same gender. This is especially important if you are a woman. It is fine if you don't trust them a lot at first. Nobody is guaranteed to help you when you run out of money. Try your best to keep some savings at all times. If you live in India and have at least 50,000 INR in savings proof, I don't have personal experience with this. Consider finding a job that provides you with significantly more savings. Making more money may reduce your anxiety of the future. Making more money may allow to make less compromises on your moral values. Also, you might get more free time to devote to something or someone you care about. I understand many people are quite happy not trying to increase their income, and that is also fine. Don't let me ruin your happiness. Depending on how much free time your job gives you, you may also choose to start side projects around things you care about. This is great, although I would usually recommend starting it part-time and not quitting your job. How? There's a lot of obvious advice that may still be worth stating here. If you want to work hard in order to increase your income, don't be addicted to substances, get good diet, sleep and exercise, don't gamble your money, etc. If you don't want to work hard or make money, it's a different story. If you are eligible for an education loan to pay for your college, strongly consider taking it. If someone is willing to loan you money for the same, consider accepting, although there is nuance here I can't summarize. A lot of the really good jobs do not require a degree, but require skills. However, entry-level and easier jobs have a lot of competition, hence employers use the degree as a filtering criteria. To be honest, I don't have a lot of suggestions for the best ways to get a higher-paying job. It's likely going to take some hit and trial. Consider getting an opinion from lots of people besides me. If you already have some skills but lack credentials, upload short videos on YouTube showcasing your skills. Good candidate includes competent and aligned. YouTube videos can quickly showcase that you are trustworthy, that you can function in a professional context, and that you are competent. Basically, you want to reduce the number of hours HR has to invest to find out if you are a good candidate. Every hour of additional work for HR is a cost, and credential-based filters, like degrees, are a way for HR to reduce that cost. If you lack credentials, you have to find other ways to quickly get their attention. Getting access to a laptop is extremely important if you want to acquire new skills, as most useful skills require at least some amount of self-studying, which is difficult to do on a phone or using books. If you can't buy a laptop or borrow it from a friend or family member, consider going to an internet cafe. In general, acquiring a skill that allows you to sell something over the internet, software, writing, research, podcasting, consulting, coaching, art, music, games, etc., is a good idea, as the number of potential customers can be non-linear in the amount of effort you put in. You can get 1,000 times the paying customers without putting in 1,000 times the work. But there's nuance to this idea, so I won't blindly recommend it to everyone. In general, I recommend picking a skill or job you have at least a little bit of genuine interest in, as you might otherwise lose motivation to study for it and give up midway. It does not have to be your number one passion, but you should not hate it. You may have to self-study for multiple years till you get a job, so you need to know how to maintain motivation for a sustained period of time. Even once you get the job, you don't want to end up stuck the next 10 years doing something you hate. a lot of the actual learning you can obtain by self-studying on your computer. However, making friends who know that skill is useful, because they will be able to tell you which resources are useful and which ones are not useful. If you go on the wrong track, they'll be able to correct you. They may also motivate you and support you emotionally. In general, I recommend trying a lot of inexpensive experiments to see what you're good at and what you like. I did this in college and benefited a lot from it. I tried editing music, writing a book, writing rap, practicing debate and public speaking, starting a college club, and a bunch of other stuff. Most of the experiments flopped, but I learned about what motivates me. I have basic software development skill, which I mostly self-studied. If making money is your goal, becoming a software developer is unambiguously a good option. You must be good at math and average at English to pursue it. I will update this section once I have more data or spend more time thinking about it. Harold, if you live in India and have at least 10 lakh INR in savings, I assuming you have the skills and credentials to make this money yourself, i.e., you didn't inherit it, or win it in a lottery or something. Making 1 crore INR might or might not be a good goal. Proof. I don't have personal experience with trying to make 1 crore. Consider getting the opinion of people who have tried this. If one of your main life goals is to make 1 crore INR and you believe this will make your life more happy, peaceful, meaningful, etc., than it is today, I strongly recommend you try the following experiments. I don't think I'll be significantly happier with 1 crore, and I don't think I'm the only person whose brain is wired this way. The following experiments may help you get more clarity on whether the money will actually help you. Experiments to run to test if you really want the money or not. Make a list of things that you will be able to afford with more money that you can't afford today. Maybe a bigger house, maybe more international trips every year, maybe a gaming PC in higher price range, or so on. Try getting a test version of this today and see if this indeed makes you happy. For instance, take an international trip once, or rent a really big house for a month, or rent a gaming rig for a month. Imagine you had a button that could switch off the part of your brain that generates anxiety when you pursue a higher-risk career path. Imagine you had a similar button that could switch off the part of your brain that internalizes social pressure from family and friends to make more money. What would be a good decision for this hypothetical person? Notice the people in your immediate social circle who have above 1 crore versus people who have 10 lakh to 1 crore INR. Ask them to how happy they are and take an average of both categories. Try to find people who are self-aware and trust you enough to be honest with you. In particular, try to notice whether the people who have more money are happier because they can buy more stuff or because their family and acquaintances are no longer pressuring them to make more money. Take a few months off from your job. Make a list of things you'd like to do that don't require a lot of money, but require a lot of time. Maybe you want to learn a language or learn an instrument. Maybe you want to become better at video editing or study some online math courses. Actually spend the few months doing some of these things. Notice how this feels and compare this to when you were making money. For me personally, things I don't consider major benefits of 1 crore INR, assuming one already has 10 lakh INR. House, bigger house. Vehicle, bigger vehicle, more travel. More tasty food, higher-end clothes, home decor, other consumerist stuff. Safety net for medical emergencies. For me personally, things I consider major benefits of 1 crore INR. Going really deep into a hobby. For example, one could set up a private research lab, or a recording studio, or a high-end kitchen. A hobby of this sort is capable of capturing my sustained attention for multiple years. I have met only a few people in India doing this sort of thing with their money. If you are doing something cool, please let me know. Contact me, MD. I'd love to learn more about you and what you're working on. School education for potential children. But also, like, consider homeschooling your kids if your and your child's aptitude exceeds the school teacher's. 80% of my school education was a waste of time and money. No offense intended to my school teachers, most of them were decent people. Your kid can socialize with other kids elsewhere for free, and they can take a loan for college. If you still conclude at the end of these experiments that making this money will make you significantly happier, feel free to do what, as your heart desires. Ignore my advice and any social pressure I might be providing. I'm happy for you to do what makes your life most happy, peaceful, meaningful, etc. Consider reading the section on how to make 10 crore anyway. Making 10 crore INR might be a good goal. Proof. I have some experience trying to make this amount and failing at it. I don't have personal experience with having this much money. Consider getting the opinion of people who do have this amount. For me personally, main benefit of 10 crore INR. You can get an investor visa and live in any country in the world. You are no longer beholden to the laws and culture of a single nation, and you'll feel more safe. The main determinants of your quality of life, no matter where you live, will probably be your work and your handful of close relationships. Living in a different country is especially valuable if it will lead to better work or better close relationships. For me personally, not a benefit of 10 crore INR, FIRE, become financial independent, and retire early, is not an interesting goal for me. Most people who spend 10 years to achieve FIRE seem to get bored at the end anyway. Traveling and relaxing, 24/65, is not enjoyable for most people. You will probably have to start your own projects to keep yourself occupied. How? Most stable career paths in India take too long, 10 years, to make this amount of money. If this is your goal, you are much better off doing one of the following. Upskilling and getting your EON resume to the point where you can get a job from a developed country, either in person or remote. This could involve getting foreign degree or Indian job and in-company transfer. I don't have personal experience with this, so ask people who do. I know this is quite common. Starting your own startup or business, I have a lot of resources on this, but here's not the place to share it. Read Paul Graham's blog, even if you are not founding a tech startup. Cracking UPSC. I generally don't recommend UPSC to most people, as most UPSC preparants can get higher rate of return on their time by studying a skill like software, or writing, or research, or finance. Consider studying like 1/4 of the syllabus, and give previous year exam papers on just that portion. From your marks, you'll get a rough idea whether you're on track to cracking the exam or not. Pursuing either of these requires you to quit your current job in India, and not worry too much about leaving the low-risk path. There are a few other edge cases. For example, you could marry someone with money or network with them and become their consultant or become a sex worker or something. I won't discuss them much here. Not making money might be a good goal proof. I have over a year of personal experience with this. Assuming you live on 10k INR per month, and assuming you have 10 lakh INR in savings, you can spend 8 years not working. If you don't want to live on 10 kal sash mo and need 20 kamo to be happy, you can spend 4 years not working. Adjust this for the actual numbers relevant to you. The important thing is to measure your money not in number of lakhs, but in number of years it buys you. Personally, I realized I would be miserable trying to start a tech startup to make 10 crore INR. Hence, I gave up on this goal. I'd much rather work on projects I care about. Figuring out which projects are worth doing takes time. I am still in the process of figuring this out for myself, but I'm confident I'm better off this way compared to when I tried to make money. I might still take a job at some point, but at least I'm clear the primary reason I chose this was not money, but instead learning or social connections or something else. This is a huge privilege, and I'm grateful to have it. I don't recommend my current life path to everyone, but I recommend at least considering it as an option. Trading and investment advice. Read the section on the other advice page. Nifty is also a decent option if you can't or don't want to open a foreign account to buy S&P 500 pounds. Difference between Nifty and S&P 500 performance is not large, if I remember correctly. Real estate underperforms S&P 500 by a lot, unless you have insider knowledge. Buying real estate as an investment, not for living in it, is the number one financial mistake I see people make in India. Write a lot more stuff in this doc.